The thing it is Niso, how the end is up. Now, so that means the result carried the Begedeli. So we learn how it seems according to that DLC. According to that DLC, so here it is written without the body. But in our Masera, in the Torah, Vanese is written with Vob. Vehanese, Vob Hei Nun Vob. So, Aleph. So there is a Vob after the Nun. But according to that Yose, so the Gemara is saying that there is no Vob. It's a Chosek. It's a Chosek. Alright. Temed Masera Subole. But anyway, this song is only true if we are gayers. So that means that we learn out from the Maseres, from the Xim. Vaniso Yitmo. What does it mean Vaniso Yitmo? Because the Begedeli, that is Niso, that is carried by the Zara. So the Begedeliel is a Niso. Alright. So Rashi rejects that yes. He says, so the Mele, we have to be here, according to Rashi, Ilay Misafi dissolved, meaning Shashimila Mishkovinap, Elanigay, the Holashimiaz of Tah, Umay, you and Nishozab, not Yakos, we to Mechmule. So, in other words, after all, the Torah, why did the Torah formulate it that way? The Torah, if the Kabbalah Satorah had been that the Begedeliel is an Avatume, so then the Torah could have said like this, V'chol ha-Nigeya v'chol ha-Shem yisachto, v'yamein se'isom, yichabiz godo, v'rochav b'mayim, v'itom yador. No, the Torah does not combine. First it says the Yitmador, implying only that Cholanigay, Bicholashin Sakto, Bicholashin Azov Tachto. So in other words, anyone who touches the Begedeli, because the Begedeli is that Beged under which the Zav is placed, is then. So, the whole thing is that the whole thing is that the whole thing is that the whole thing is so he is Yitmo Ador. Then, so it's only a rich. The amazing song, the Chabiz Bonov, that's enough. The Nasein, the Melka, the Mesha, the Reiki Shosa, he is enough. So, not the Akoso. Mitume, Chmure, Vili, Ditume Kale, Lemaloch, Shinitame, Lechle, Mash. Now let's see the Rashi. Midachim, Hanigil Hashi is after him, Lame says in Habi Bolo. Umle Abino, Midachim Hanigil Hashi is after, Lame says in Habi Bolo. The Absikino, the Yitmo, Michal, the Yitmo, Labio, the Motorin Commander, Elobeikle, Mashki, Vane says some Nidra Mitiraskiani, Lene says, Now, so of course, he says, as the Kashi against Rashi's Pshat in the Gemara. So it doesn't even make sense in the Pasuk. Because what we say that Elyei Shozav is only a Rishni to me. It's not an Adam. Since it's only a Rishni to me, so it can only be Mitame Echonomashi. It cannot be Mitame Odom Mikeli. So, and according to Rashi's Pshat, this Gemara is applying prosecutors, Bechol Amigir, Bechol Hashim Yisachtov, anyone who comes in contact with that Begedeli under which the Zav is standing, Now, so that means the Beget Elyon is a Rish. It cannot transmit to me, to a Kehl. Only an Av can transmit to me, to Kehl. So this can only transmit to me, to Neich. That means, if a Neich, the whole idea is reference to Neich. Any Neich that touches the Beget Elyon, any word, any echo that touches that begadami under which the Zav is standing, so Yitmadore. What do you mean Yitmadore? So the echo will become a only adore. A kele and odo can become adore. In other words, why? Because a kele and not only they become Tomei, so they can purify themselves and remove the Tomei by immersing themselves in the Mikveh after Erev Shemesh. So the expression Yitmadorev is appropriate. But according to the Drosh of this Gemara, Hanigeya has referenced an Eichel Mashke, an Eichel. So if an Eichel touches the Beged Elyon, so it's Tomei until the night. And after the night, it becomes lawyer. What will you do? You'll take it an apple. Let's say, touch the Beged Elyon, so you'll take the apple after Erev Shemesh, and you immerse it in the mikveh, and the apple becomes lawyer. There is no shaloche. Tefillah is shayach in another mikveh, not in an echo. If an echo becomes tummy, it's tummy for good. And there is no tefillah be mikveh for an echo. So how can we explain the pasuk? Well, that's the kasha, one of the kashas. The Tesis asks. The Tesis asks against Rashi. But what's the Tesis? I mean, no, Rashi knew what he was talking about. I mean, so how did Rashi explain? So the Ramban comes out, the Chiddush Ramban. And now the more, very simply, in other words, v'chol anigeya, Asher yiyeh sachto. And anything, because it is referenced in Eichel, anything that touches the Beged Elyon under which the Zav is standing, v'chol anigeyeh, v'chol asher yiyeh azok tachto, Tachtov Yitma. So that Eichel becomes Tomei. Tomei for good. And then when the Torah says Adorev, so it means that the Beged Elyon itself is Tomei. Adorev. The Beged Elyon has filled the Beged Elyon. The one who touches, not the one, the thing that touches. There is no one. There is no person that can become contaminated, become tummy as a result of touching the Beged Elyon. But the thing, the Eicha, that touches that, Asher Yi Azov Tachto, the Eicha that touches the Beged Elyon is Yitmo. And the Beged Elyon itself is Yitmo Ador. So the expression Yitmo Ador has reference to the Beged Elyon itself, not to the thing that touches the Beged Elyon. The thing that touches the Beged Elyon is an Eicha. That cannot have any power of it. Alright, of course, that's the pshat. That's the pshat in the posik, according to Rashi. V'chol anigeya, v'chol ashiyya, sahtov, yitma ador. Alright. So, not for yakosu, mitu mechmure, ve'yviye edu mekal. Leima loch, sheni mitame yaleichu yomashi. It's a rish, not enough. Eima, and how do we know that not for yakosu? Because if the kabbalah tzatel had not been to be natiket, so then the Torah could have combined v'chol anigeya v'chol asher yiyeh sachtov v'anitzei son yitmo v'yichav yizbono v'roch. So yichav yizbono v'roch ma'i yitom adore, he could have said. Why does it have to interpose the term, the expression yitmo adore between the nigeya and the neisei? Not because it's two different categories, two different levels. The Neisei, that's an Av level. And Vanigeya, that's a Rish level. It's a Rish level. So the Mele, the Beged Elyon is a Rish level. So, So then when the Begatelier touches an Echo, so the Echo becomes a shame. Not Reakosu, it to Mechmura, Beodil, it to Mekala. So the Begatelier itself is at the Visha level. And when an Echo touches it, it becomes a shame. Then the Begadelian itself has a Rishimel. And in Tami Yechomash, Eva, not Yakosu with Mechmure, when Tami Odom with Tami Godi, Abel Odom Oid Godi, with Tami, because there are special tumes of Tume Bechibur. So certain tumes are with Tami Godi Bechibur. For example, in other words, in Igea in the Mishka Bogizah. So it's mentioned in Posikei, V'isha shayigam v'mishkove yechavez kodot v'rochat v'mayim v'tomei adore. So that means that not only so the halacha is that anyone who touches the mishka, so he becomes tamei, and not, she could become tamei, and be a real mish. So then the problem that he wears, that did not touch the mishka, would not become tamei. So the chidesh in Posikei is, that the one who touches the mishka of the Zahav, so is more tamei. To a certain extent, he's an act. Regarding the problem, the chibudim is an act. So maybe the Kabbalah Satori is that here the Lady Shalzah is not mitami odom to be mitami the God in the Chibur. That not. Because in order to be mitami odom, to be mitami God in the Chibur, so then so the Nigeria has to be to a certain extent not. Because if the Negeya of the Mishka had been treated completely like a Rishi, so the clothing that he wears wouldn't become Tome, because a beggar cannot be Mikabel Tome from a Rishi. The fact that the Torah says in Pasekei, the Negeya of the Mishka, so not only does he become Tome, but the clothing that he wears also become Tome, so it means that the Negeya is not a full Rishi. He is partially enough in respect to the Godin. He is enough. So maybe in prosecute the Torah is nothing from the Tumach Murel. Whereas the Nigeya, of the Mishnah is partially enough, and is mitame odro odom to it. So he becomes tame to be mitame the Godin. So the Nigeya of the Yeni Shozah is a total issue. But the Yeni Shozah maybe is enough. So the Mele, if another will touch the Yeni Shozah, there is an Yeni Shozah on top of the Zah. So if another will touch it, maybe it will become Tommy, so it will become an issue. But the Zosakosa theory is that if an Odom touches, so only he becomes Tomei. But the God in words, that he did not touch the Yeni Shozah, does not become Tomei. So that also he took from the Tumech Mure of the Nigeya of the Mishka. Because the Nigeya of the Mishka, so not only the Nigeya becomes Tomei, the God in words is Tomei. So maybe here the Pasuk is nothing vis-a-vis the Begadol Elin Shozah, that the Begadol Elin Shozah, so is enough. Mimele, any Odom or any Kele that touches in the Begadol Elin Shozah becomes a Rishi. But if an Odom touches the Begadol Elin Shozah, he becomes a Rishi. But the body he wears cannot become Tomei. That's the Nituk. How do you know that there is such a big Nituk that not only there is the Tumas, not only that not Heakosu mitumas Godin Bechiburon, but that not Heakosu mitumas Odom Bekeilim, so that if an Odom or a Keile touches directly the Begadelin Shozah, he doesn't become Tomei. How do you know such a big Nitu? That's the Gemara's question. אין מנות יחוס את המחמור את המון את המגודים אבל לא במגודים לתעמי או מקרו ייתמו תומקל או משהו אורי אין לא חפסקים כל מי ייתמו את המון את המגודים שלו לא חפס הפיתמו את המון לחוד איתו או אם לא במגודים ייתמו את המגודים ולא יהיו but so ייתמו תומו קל או משהו אורי now this is Rashi's now let's see the cases. It's better to go over the whole thesis and then go over the rest of the Gemara, because the rest of the Gemara doesn't deal with this particular question. El Yini Shozav Bino Zei Soi Sokiyo Sosrash Yichsi Bichol Anigila Bichol Ashi Yitachto Hiti Mai Sach Yil Hini Sachto Bizor Mashi Yilam Mishko Bin Avke Bichol Ashi Yiyazov Tachto But of course of this woman Mai Yiyu Nise Mai Taime Vani Soksi Rigoras Rashi do que não há que me saco de que você abre assim valei sem que se que vos so and there pay another reason as to why Rashi is not here another reason as to why Rashi is not here small reason as to why Rashi is not here is the amin say amin ikmo amin iso because according to the Pirce so he deduced the tumbe of the lady shows up from the Ksiv Nisa. But we just, the Gemara just reduced it from Chalandia Shechogia Sachtov Hazot, so we don't have to resort to the Alfuse from Nisa. That's one right that it's among us. And the other right is, how can we say that Vanese Nisa Ksiv? So that it has reference to the Yeni Shozar, because the Torah says, Vanei says in Chavis Godo, Vimocha Gomayim Betonai Yore. Now, so if it's Chavis Godo, it could not have reference to the Eichel that touches the Yeni Shozar. The Eichel that touches the Yeni Shozar certainly could not be Chavis. It could not be Yechavis Godo. It's not right. Be'ei the bosa dechsiv anezik siv kuzdo. So that's Rashi here. So Rashi here is not there is v'aneise nam yitmo v'aneo niso shimaitan v'anisos. But then because of the Rashi, where because of the Rashi we don't know. The Maram doesn't know it. But obviously either it should have Rashi or in Adam Adure. Of Rashi and Amal Gimor. So Rashi was crazy. Because of the Rashi, we give says, the Heir Hemeikai for the Yen Shozar, the Heir Hemeikai, and the Heir Hemeikai, what Rashi says in Chumash. The Heir Hemeikai, the Heir Hemeikai, or the Mishka Ksim, Kibbutz Godi, when he gave the Heir, the Ochel Ksim Kibbutz Godi, in other words, the Gimor says, in other words, if we accept the Gilson that Rashi accepts here, Rashi in our page accepts, so the Gemara had a halam. Maybe the Pasuk Mechalani Gevu Chalashi Yisachto Vitmo has reference to the Geyerim, the Mishka. How could the Gemara even have a Salted Daito for a moment that the Pasuk Mechalani Gevu Chalashi Yisachto has reference to the Geyerim, the Mishka? The Negev in the Mishkav, so the Torah already says, so the Gemara says no, it's already mentioned. So the Kash of the Gemara is no. Why this repetition? No, there is a stronger Kash. Not only why is there a repetition. If it has reference to the Negev in the Mishkav, so then there is a contradiction between Posikei and Posikei. Because in Posikei, the Torah says, Not only the Nigea himself is Tamei, the body also become Tamei. And here in prosecute, the Torah says, Yitmo Adore. That, but not Kibbutz Godo. So why does the Gemara say it couldn't have reference to Nigea ben Mishka? Because then we have the repetition. No, then we have the contradiction. Wenn wir haben so einen Lufen Mischka, wo Mischka Psyfke bis Godin, bin ich gebe, doch ein Psyfke bis Godin. So how could you morgen, wir hätten es auch gedeiht auf von einem Moment, that prosecute his reference to Negei and Mishka. Negei and Mishka is Mechabes Bogov. Negei here prosecute, the Torah explicitly says, is not Mechabes Bogov. That's the strongest kasha against Rashi. So we have to say, as the Ramban says, according to Rashi. In other words, the pshat of the pasuk, v'chol hanigiyah v'chol hashinigiyah safto, yikva. So in other words, anything, any eicha that touches the beged aliyah, touches that under which the zav is standing, so yikva. And the Megadonian itself is Yitmada. That's the terrence on this kasha, but that's really the strongest kasha against Rashi's pshat. Alright. We need it. The Rashi of God is my tachto. Ilay. My tachto. Ilay me sachto vizod na nisha she yidam mishkolina. In other words, in order to answer the previous kasha, how could the Gemara have this the right of that the Chola Nigeh and Chola Shmiyah Sachto Hitmo as reference to Nigeh and Mishkov, but Nigeh and Mishkov, the Posik says in the Posik Hei that is the Chabiz Godim, and here the Torah says he is not the Chabiz Godim, that Rashi was not Geres, this portion, this sentence Rashi was not Geres. In other words, El Yeni Shom Zabmino, Yechsi, the Chola Nigeh and Chola Shmiyah Sachto Shmiyachta. My sachto, kol anigeye v'chol asheyiye azov tachto, umayni ulehen mishozah. Alright. The Rashi, bring it in Rashi, the Goros, my sachto. El Goros, my anigeye v'chol asheyiye sachto v'chnadere, v'amei sinami yitmo, umayni ulehen miso, my time, v'amei soksi. Not the Akos of now. Now he is referring. Of course, it's true that we have to, that now he is referring to Rashi's Chazor. So is to Rashi's Chazor. So Rashi's Chazor. So he was not there. It's the whole thing. Allegories kol anigei b'chol hashini yisafim mer ba'amim sinam yitmo u'mayim yiriso. In other words, now Tosfos is explaining not our Rashi, but the Rashi in the Chazor, in the Chuk. So, Umayu Niso, my time Leba Niso, not the Akosumi to Mechmir, to Mekal, not a Kudushi, but Gim Khoashi is after the Mel Kabayre. Second, now he's explaining Rashi's Chazor. So, Rashi's Chazor, so it's a Khanam. So, our Gimore is saying the same thing that it does here, he says, and the Rashi in Chumash says. That the Chol Anigeya has reference to the Nigeya in the Melk of the Zah. So the Nigeya, if a person touches the Melk of the Zah, so is it Mader Vanese. So not Vanese, but exceeds Vaniso. Vaniso Nami. Can be high quack America. The Holak. Umayi Uniso. My time is Valiso. See, that was in Tumet. Look at Jerusalem. You know how she is after the Melkabai. Can you put it as Kelly? The high quack America. The Holak, the Magoy and Masoy. The Magoy and Tamio Dom the Loy God. The Ochel exceeds God. Umasoy and Tamio Dom the Tamio God. Can you say in Kroh? So in other words, the Posik is reference to the Negeya in the Merkab. So the Negeya in the Merkab, the person is talking. Because the Merkab itself is Navatum. Any person who touches the Merkab becomes a Rishni to me. So he becomes from it. But the Godin he wears, he cannot a Rishni. He touches, so he becomes a Rishni. A Rishni cannot transmit to me. Cannot transmit to me to the Godin that he wears. But the amazing song, so then he's not a full Rishi. Then he's partially enough. The Neisei of the Melka is partially enough. In other words, in Chabiz Godo. One second, So, un masoy he dejado un magoy masoy. Magoy en cambio de magoy con. Yo ojo de exil que vos bono. Un masoy en cambio de mi cambio con. Quien sabe el co. Va a mí se dice jabe bono. Vicoy al co más de posibilidad. Va a mí se con la cobre y un mishobe y ver y shoza. Da a shin hoj. Ve pidas. Un mishobe y ver y shoza. Un mishobe, pierde. Ve y shoza. Da a shin hoj. Mi dixi ve a mi so. Cosa volevo? Sono due cose che according to Rashi's Hazor Pshat, we have to say that there is a disagreement, a disharmony between our Masere, because according to our Masere, so it's a moment, there is a moment for them. According to the Masere of the Gemara, according to Rashi's Gils and Hazor, so according to the Gemara's Masere, so it is a Hosea without the word. Midrashi vani so chosabu v'yini shozav dashim yochel midrashi vani so chosabu leivo iskoy arish mikro v'melka v'yichsi v'yitmo v'yichsi v'kibuz godim v'oret oma tarigei abimila kvaza yitmo v'chein aneise which means niso v'yini shozav not v'yakosu mitume shalacho dal kochoch ועמיסו הרי שלקרוא כהן ולא יעשה איפה ודוקסיבויסון וגם ניסו לשייך איסון אלוהיסון כהן המי וקרינון נעשה והמסר אסכור הרי שלקרוא in other words it's ישנו לקרוא and ישנו מסר both without the נקסיב now we are sharing now the נקסיב is ניסו without the book so we have a tree with the book and we have the Masir as the Ksiv without the book. So the Mele, so we dash the Posik as follows. Bechol Anigei, Habichol Hashim Yesah. Anyone, any person who touches the Melkav of the Zav, so the Melkav of the Zav is an Av. The person who touches is a Vish. So the Mele, he becomes Posul Adar. Or if he came directly touches the Melkav of the Zav, so it also becomes funny. And he made the oret. The amazing song. So the Nigeya is only a rish. The Nigeya of the Merkab. But the Nase of the Merkab, or the Nase of the Meshav, or the Nase of the Mayonnaise of the Zav. So he is not just a rish. He is partly even up. Yechab is Dodo. Yerochelomayim with the Merkab. So that is the Kiddush of it. So it's insofar as the traditional mikvah is concerned, so you only recognize the Greek, v'chol anigia v'chol ashiye sachto v'itmadore, but no tumas godo v'chibuye, but damei se yom v'merka, is yichabiz godo v'chol anigia v'chol anigia v'chol anigia v'chol anigia. Then there is the drash, and the drash emphasizes the masiris, the ksiv, v'chol anigia v'chol ashiye sachto, Chashim Yisachtov is Yitmo Adorev. Yitmo Adorev. Ve'yameise. Name Yitmo. Name Yitmo. So the Isa, it does not modify the Neise insofar as the Maseiras is concerned. In other words, so with the drash of Aniso, see, so it means like this. Chandir Chashim Yisachtov Yitmo Adorev. Yet Adore, Vaniso, also Yitmo. Not Adore, but I have to say, Ligabei from Mashke Adore. So then, but Vayanei say, Esa. That means the belt of the Meshav, the carrier, the belt of the Meshav, the Mayonis, the Shechozera, everything is a Chabot Kodim, I mean, this is how Tesis explains Rashi Shikna Hazor. Yes, what is it?
Is it possible to say that an Av HaTuma being carried itself conveys a Tuma to the carrier, which makes him be Yekabes Begadav and himself is Tomei Av
HaAretz? Actually, that's what the Torah says. That's what the Torah says. That the one who carries the Melkav and the Meshav. Now, the Melkav and the Meshav and the Mayonis of the Zav are an Av HaTuma. So, the one who carries, so should become a Rishi. So he should be Tomei, but the Godim shouldn't be Tomei. Jupiter. So here there is a closer Michalis Godot. In other words, the particle, the carrier is not only particle in respect to the body that he wears, but he's not a fula. Because if he had been a fula, so then he could be mitame, even body that he's not wearing, that later on he would touch. But that's the exact
same. So why does there have to be a limud here, a special limud from Pasuk Hei to Pasuk Yud? Because over there was talking about the Zav himself. Now in Pasuk Yud we could be talking about a second party who carries that which was previously sat in by the Zav.
I heard already. The Yishat Yidab Mishkobei has reference to a person who touches the Mishkab of the Zav, not the Zav himself. But the one who touches the Mishkab of the Zav becomes partly enough in respect to the God in the Chiburim is enough. But in respect to anything else is a wish. Only in respect to God in the Chiburim. There's a special halacha of God in the Chiburim. Whenever there is a halacha of God in the Chiburim. So it means that he becomes enough regarding the God of that he wears. Alright. So that it could be mitame, any woman, any other, or any kele that comes in contact with the initial zah should become tame. Umshame, the yid motu mekalamash. The ami say, some of the nigiya bimelka for beke. Shenoga bimelka for mitame yalaychulamash. Umiu. So that's the second place. Rashi shikin the hazor. Umiu. Yeshi yashi gilser, gilser shin. Rashi gilser here. The door is mitachne. The other guy, the crow, I will be back up. But then the kasha arose against Rashi's pshat here. How can the more apply? The chilashe niga, the cholanigea, the cholashe yesachto, yitmo, to the begadem in shozab. But the teraskia applies it to the nigea in the back up. So that's no kasha. Because both can be reduced. Both can be reduced. Both are implicit. In that was umiu yeshi yashin yosei shei toshi tafta v'alva gav diko aire b'melkav mikol mokim titel tachto v'loi aire b'melkav elo b'tachto yoma b'tiras hearing in some other words we can say but this is what I said before v'chol anigeya v'chol asher yie so v'chol asher yie So that means as reference to the Nigeya in the melt. But then the word tachto, the fact that because the Torah sees the previous pasuk, the preceding pasuk, so the Torah deals with melka, v'chol ha-melka she'yir kapol v'azot. So then the Torah had written v'chol ha-nigeya v'chol ha-she'yir. Yit Maderet, I would know what does it mean Chalash Yeh. What Yeh? The thing that is discussed in the previous verse. So the Sachto is superfluous. The Torah could have written the Sachto. I would know that it is reference to the Melkav because this is the subject matter of Pasuk Tes. The fact that the Torah put in the term Sachto, so that means so from that we deduce that besides the Nigeiai in the Melkav of the Zav being the subject matter of the Pasuk, so the Nigeiai of the Yehidish of Zav is also the subject matter of the Pasuk. So both are reduced. We call what can take the Tachta line of the Melkav of the Tacht, though it is in the Maiso, the Honavi, Hoikev Tome Meshev, Tome Meshev, Bakopus, Tomei Melkav. In other words, the saddle, the thing upon which the one who rides on a donkey sits down, There's the main shaft of the saddle. But then, they're attached to the saddle, they're attached reins. So, and the person, the rider, and the donkey, so he, and the male, so he holds on to the reins, that's the milk. So, okay, from a nation, that opposed from America, Alma Mashitacht of the Yikramel. And there is a riot, not only is it superfluous, it couldn't even have reference to the milk. Because the milk of the thing upon which the rider sits, that's Vesha. So, why does the Torah say, not only is it superfluous, the Sachto, and the Torah could have omitted it, but it's not even the proper term for the Merkab. So the middle age has to be applied to something else. Al Mashitachto Vishra Merkab, Al Mesha, Uloche Goma, the High Tachto Vimayaya, Ibi Mishko Mashaniga, Babu Motel Mifra, the Mishka Psifki was body, Vokalixi, El Dadi the Mipo. Inamo, Mishka Mota, Mishka Psifki was body, Mishka Po, the Merkab Psi, the Mipoye Kibus body. So in other words, the kashi is monefshach. Why does the Gemara say? Ma'ilei mesachter mizol mishayim shashim mishkavin afke. So it's a repetition, it's a purpose. The Gemara could have mentioned the better time, that then it would be in conflict with pasukim. So the answer is in the name. The Gemara could have said it. Mishmochal kosaf ki mizgodim shidika kovim ve'adapsi ve'boy kibodim u'mikoresh. אלא שעזוק תחתו, דהיינו ילגיני של זר, דלוי מתאמר, דלוי מתאמר להיך לא משהו, ויתום הסרב, דחסי תקרוא מי שומע כאן. Now the kasha that was raised against Rashi's Pshat here, against Rashi's Pshat here, how can the Gemara say that the posi, בכל הנגיר, בכל השני, סחתו, יתמה דהורה, has reference to a thing, to a nechah, that touches the bagdil, the ילגיני של זר, but the Eichel, the Torah, the Mishnah says, how can it be Yitma Adore? So the Ramban gives the Teretz, which is very good Teretz. So it means, V'chol Angir, V'chol Ashi, Yisach Tom Yitma. For good. And the Mishnah says itself is also Yitma Adore. But then it gives another Teretz. And the Kash against Lash. So he says, ותמסרת דחסי לקרוא משום מרכב, דמרכב ניתן מיודו מוקודם. So Jesus says, since this posse, that's a different tarot from Rambam's tarot, since this posse discusses two things, first of all, the Nigeia in the Merkab of the Zahar, and number two, the Nigeia in the initial Zahar, so the Yitma Adore has reference to the Nigeia in the Merkab Shazam. But the Nigeia, the Yitma Adore, does not apply to the Nigeia in the Yini Shazam. As far as the Nigeia in the Yini Shazam, so the Posik only says Yitmo, not Yitma Adore. But Yitma Adore is the scripting of the Nigeia in the Merkab Shazam. ותמסר את יחסי בקרון שמרקב, דמרקב אתה מאוד עמגות, וגור השפיר, מי תהיינה, מי תהיינה, והניסו כסי, דמתחת הגרד, דמתחת הגרד, הוא היה לא מקמין עוד בעיני של זר, דו ימבין עם תומרים. So, Texas now is explaining a combination of Russia's real say here and Rashi's real sin has a Rashi himself, either he recognizes one real sin to the exclusion of the other, or the other to the exclusion of this one. He doesn't recognize a combination of both texts. But Teitzer says that we can recognize a combination of both texts. In other words, we can hear that that's contrary to Rashi. Rashi here, so he rejects the expression. The amazing name, my new Niso, my time of Aniso. Rashi Hazore So he accepts that he's an amigdala, but he rejects the other portion. My sakta feeling is sakta result. Nowadays, as he's saying, it's possible to accept both texts. The text of my sakta feeling is sakta result, Yachsiva Shemitah Mishkovein Afke, Elanigiva Chashiri Azov Tachta, my near initial Zav, and also the other text. The Amin Sinami, in other words, it's possible to accept both your souls together. Now the question arises, why does the Gemara have to deduce it from two psukim? Manafsha, if the Torah deduces the Tumei of the initial Zav from the fact that the Torah says Tachta, and Tachta could not have reference to the Negea, to the Melkishal Zav, because the Melkishal Zav is not called Tachta. As the Gemara Neiram points out. So why does the Gemara have to resort to the Ksiv of Niso? And what if we learn it out, if we deduce it from the Ksiv of Niso, so why do we have to, why does the Torah have to mention Sachto? Why do we need two Roshes? So please explain that. We do need both Roshes. We go Shapion, Maitaye, Vanisos. The Mitachta Prilamen, Kribo Yisozab. Do you repay him to the repayment? So in other words, we have to resort to both washes if we didn't have a combination of both droshes, so then we wouldn't be able to deduce the tumel of El Yenishal Zav as being Erish. Because suppose that there hadn't been a seed of Nisa, so then I would say the Pshat in the Pasuk is V'chol Anigeya V'chol Shemiye Tzachta Yid Ma'adorev as reference to the Negei and the Dav. But then you ask, why does it say Sachto? After all, the Melkav is not the thing upon which the rider sits, it's the reins. But since the reins are attached to the saddle, so the melee, it can also be called Sachto. We could say that. But now that we know that there is a ksiv of Niso, a Hosea, so the Mele we say that Sachto does not have reference to the Melkav, but Sachto that Sachto does not have reference to the Melkav, but it has reference to the initial Sachto. And then, but then the question is, but the question is, why do we need Tachto? From Nisi itself, the Niso, we can learn it out. Minese lav natrino ito mekal. Deinich lino mashki. Minese. Kim yichsid it in his body. So in other words, if there hadn't been the posik of Sachto, so then I would say I wouldn't darshi the choser of Niso, and I would say that even though the ksiv is Niso, but it means they say. In other words, sometimes we don't emphasize the ksiv altogether, only the mikro. So if Tachtov hadn't been mentioned in the posik, then I would say that in this posik only the mikro is to be emphasized. And not ksiv. The ksiv is not to be emphasized. Why does the Torah have it a chosel? All right, so it's a kasha. But we wouldn't know that it has to be understood as nisim. But since the Torah also says tachto, so mimele, so vavamine, the not kei tami odo moiv godi, komashmelo tachto. The Irish of Zav, the Nichtav Gabu Melkav, the Rekikim is going, וכסיב בייקמו דמשות ומקל ואיד על כוכל גרסים ובליס וכסיב גילו את אשר הלום של זאפר ומתחתו איך הפוריך אין הניתקי מתומך מורה איך הכסיב ביתומך מורה וגאובה ניתקי so in other words we have to be geres ואליס וכסיב because if we are not geres ואליס so how can the Gemara say אין אינות כי הכוסו מתומך מורה ויביא מתומה קלה so where is because if we dash and he shows up exclusively from Tachto so then how do we know that not the apostle to Mechmure so to Mechmure is not even mentioned but if we are giving is one is succeed so that means that actually the prosecute has reference to Nigea Bidaka also. And then the Gia the Torah is minatic from the so Tumech Mure is mentioned in connection with the Gia Bidaka. And here in connection with Sachto, so there is no Tumech Mure, so that is not the concept with Tumech Mure to make up. Anyway, so we have three persons, the Tamsis. I mean the in final analysis. How do we know that the Tachteni Shel Beyomido is only Mitami Tumekale? How do we know that the Beyomido, the Tachteni of the Beyomido is from it? Mitami Yehutini does all of it. Now that also mentions in connection with the Beyomido. ויקחו תזבוב פוסט חדל ואם שוכן וישכב איש או איסו הוא שימי גוס או לא ותום איש וסיומי וכו המשכב אשר וישכב או לא ואיפו ואיתים גוס או לא יוכל יאו אל רדלו ואיתים יאו אל רדלו יאו איסי פרופים בו עולהו בשישי שלו ידו בלי אל המוחוס כניסו נראו את סימס דלוש נקוס ובילס הוא שימי גוס או לא. In other words, he stands in her shoes. So that means if he was daily leader on the sixth day, so the leader herself, Midraise has to count the sixth and the seventh day, and then she can give a rest. Maybe the pshat of the Kosef is that he stands in her shoes, and he too has to count only 2 days. Yochel, Yitmo, Yochel, Yal, Raglo, that he should stand in her shoes. And if she, at the time when he's Boala Nido, so she has to count 2 more days, so then the Boala Nido only has to count 2 more days. Talmud Lema, Talmud Lema, Mishka, Vitome Shivasha, even if he's Boala on the seventh day, so the Nido herself has to count only 1 more day, but he has to count 7 days. So why did the Torah say Tidrosolov? That implies that he stands in her shoes. She yochei roi tami odo mikricheres tam leiva utzi Tidrosolov mai tami odo mikricheres apu mitami odo mikricheres ima hiya isi mishka b'mincha mitami odo mitami godin because the loch is that the mishka b'mincha of nido v'zav v'zote v'nido so is mitami godin mechipuri Afuah is a mishka b'meisha with tamiod and tamiod kodim, but the mishka b'meisha with the beyonido should also have that to machmor to be mitamei not only odo but to be mitamei odo and kodim lechiburi. Chiburi. Talmud leima. Yechola mishka she mishka hu levitmo. She talmud leima yechola mishka she mishka levitmo. Uma talmud leima yechola mishka she mishka levitmo. So, not the akosok with the mechmure really, really the mechale. Reyo lecho, shein tamir lecho mashi. So the bay, so the mishkaftachte, the mishkaftachte of the bay of Nido is a rich little. So if somebody touches, if the mishkaftachte of the bay of Nido, he doesn't, if another touches, the mishkaftachte of the bay of Nido, he doesn't become dumb. But if an echo touches the mishkaftachte of the bay of Nido, then it becomes, the echo becomes a shim. Alright, now. Sein ja auf dem Wolle beschrieben, mein Tamor kann kommen schon. Ja, sind kaum hier, ich komme auf dem Tamor und kann kommen schon. Und die Herren besser. Bravo, kann ich die Herren, sie kann ich tun, wenn man die Reihe besser sagt. Wieso bin ich Tamor? Kind ich sie, und ich liege Herren, als ich mit der Asaba, mit dem Chilpli, sie mag euch, und ich kuhle, und bei ihm hier, sie sind so bei Saab, und there is a special Allah of Tumor. Because by other Tumor, by other Tumor, there is a Tumas Masa. Tumas Masa by definition means that the Toyer carries the Tome. Neveil is Tame Masa. What does it mean, Neveil Tame Masa? If another Toyer, another who here to fall was Toyer, if he carries, Neveil, he becomes Tome. So, Etzem Kiseiro, the mess, a tiny piece of an Etzem Shomes, is the Tamil the mass. What does it mean? If another toy, let's say, a medical student, we just handle and with an instrument, you will not even touch the accent to say of the mess. But with an instrument to keep on moving it and dissecting it without touching it, you'll become Tamil. So by definition, Tumas mass means that the toy carries the tumor. But suppose the tummy carries, moves, a toyer, so then you don't become tummy. If in Vayre will move a tare, it will not become tummy. Let's say, suppose you have like a seesaw, and on one end of the seesaw, so you put in Vayre, a heavy Vayre, and then on the other end of the seesaw, another toyer would sit down, and that would be machia. The nevele on one end of the seesaw would be machia, so that means it will move. It will move, the toyer will move the toyer. It will not become toyer. But by zal, by zobe, by mide, there is, besides tumas masa, there is also a tumas hesed. So, strictly speaking, masa means that the tomei carries, moves the toy. Hesed means that the toy moves the tomei. But you find, even in the Mishnah, that the term masa is used interchangeably, and sometimes you can find in the term hesed in the sense of masa. But strictly speaking, so masa means that the toyer moves the toyer, and hesed means that the toyer moves the toyer. So when the toyer, there is no tumas hesed in Veila, there is no tumas hesed in Es, but by Zav and Zobe, there is a tumas hesed. So in other words, if Zav and Zobe needed, carries, moves a toyer, or something that is toyer, so then it becomes something. Alright. Pogrechabrachot. Eim nitakos tukhura minuto mikal, du mitami odo mit moyev godi. Abo odo mit godi mitami, eime yom nito, amara base, yitmo tumeskalo mash. Eimo usi midos olo fkwao, kosh na kosikis, vimshoche vishka, ishim so usi midos olo, vitomish lasyon yukhamish yitmo. So, eime usi midos olo fkwao, וכולם נשקול פרט פרט וכלל. So אימא ושיש לא שם כלל, כולם נשקול פרט כלל ופרט, אין בכלל מה שבפרט. So נשקף ומי שפי מדאחרים רוי לצאים עוד לא מפריחרס נאט. So in other words, that the veil needle should not be able to be transmitted to me to another mukhares. Why do you say that the veil needle is mitame yodom and mukhares, just as a needle is mitame yodom mukhares? Amar Abaye yitmo shivas yomim is mafsika inye have a klal uprat amuchok in zemize v'chol klal uprat amuchok in zemize in don nisi v'chol uprat. So maybe we cannot apply the Al-Fusha of Paul. So Yamal to Masodom Klecheresos Maskiflo Raviyaka Yuriki He Ma He Luchlak the Nido herself Luchlak the Mubi Mago Mishkobo Ritami Yodom with Kami Godi Rechumre Afu Nisachri Bi Mago Mishkobo Ritami Yodom ולתם יקודים לקורא. So in other words, so we should say that not only the mishaptachten, the mishaptachten of the Beil Nidol is not mitam yodom, not mitam yikodim, but even the Beil Nidol herself is not mitam yodom and mitam yikodim. ולקורא ששני מיתם דום נשקוב פשיטו שנוק יעקוסו תלכה מגוי נאמה שנוק אביודו מיתמנו מיתם לקודם דוקסיב ותלידוס אולו תיוקשו הוא והיא בייכו. So maybe if the Beomido himself will touch an odom, so he will not be mitam in the odom to be mitam in the body of the body. אמרות ואולו פעתים משהו. So that was לחכנו משהו ולוי להגיד. So that means that if the Beomido touches an Odom, so not only does the Odom who is touched by the Beomido become Stomei, but the Godim he wears are also. Alright.
Is that true of the Nida also?
What?
Is that true?
Of course it does. Of course it does, certainly. But even the Beomido, so
you don't say there's any shir of zman that the contact has to, I mean, like the time to okel pras and abayas because of leper. I mean, we don't say there's any shir in zman of nogeya.
That's something else. Now, I just would like to discuss one more thing. This basis, it's not immediately in the end, but I think I should discuss it. Vamisoksi, Kosovo. תהיה במעשה לסומו מי הוא מוציאו שהמעשה לסוחי לקלשס במסך השבס גבי נהילי מעביר המקסים ומקרוי שלון הוא מעבירים מורי וביות. So in other words, so this is the kashi according to Rashi's ears. Of course that can only be directed against Rashi's Girsay in the Chazor, not against Rashi's Girsay here, because according to Rashi's Girsay here, so there is no Anisoxi. But according to Rashi's Girsay in the Chazor, and Jesus itself accepts both Girsays, both Girsays. So maybe there is, we encounter a difficulty, because here the Gemara says Anisoxi, that it's a Choser, there is no verb after the moon. But in our Masele, there is a word. There is a word. The Hamei say, Vok hei nun vok, sin alef. Now, so this says that we find in Mesech Shabbos, that there is a stirah between our Masele and the Gemara. But the Gemara in Shabbos, let's see the Gemara in Shabbos. ואקסיב מעבירי אומר רבון הברית רב ישוע מעבירו מקסיב. So in other words, after the rage there is no youth, there is no youth. And so Tesha says Hasha Shalom Yochim Kalsvon Shalom Shekosub Ben Mabirim after the rage, after the rage. But this is in connection with the Pasuk in Shmuel, in the Vim. It's not in connection with the Pasuk in the Torah. Here we encounter a discrepancy between the Maseir, our Maseir, and the Gemore in connection with the Pasuk in the Torah. Now, we know there is Petra Dako, so there are two Maseirs, Ashkenazim and Sephardim, with an hour for a hay. But there we find the spirit between two Maseirs, the Maseirah of the Ashkenazim, the Maseirah of the Sephardim. But in connection with this Gilsen, according to this Gilsen, Nisoksim, so it's not a spirit between two Maseirahs, Ashkenazim and Sephardim. There is a spirit between our Maseirah and the Maseirah that is mentioned in the Gemara. That is a big doubt. The fact that we have two Maseirahs, the Ashkenazim and Sephardim, does not present such a big puzzle. But the fact that there is an inconsistency between our Maseirah and the Gemara, that presents a big puzzle. So, according to many Rishonim who reject the Gilsen Nisoksim, so then there is no such problem. But Rabbi Kleidia was invoking everything. So here the Rabbi Sanktiva, the Gimel Hashas, in Shabbos, Daf Nun Hei, so he mentions the whole list. He says here, Hashas Shalom Yochim Tal Shalom Shalom. And then he says, Yechim Atzimu Yerushalmo, again in connection with Pesukim Yubim, not in connection with Pesukim in the Torah. But Chavkir Eliyah mentions in people this, an exhaustive list, everything. Torah, Yubim, Pesukim, what not, everything. That you can see from this Chavkir Eliyah that he had everything on the tips of his fingers. Every Rashi, I mean. So he mentions many things. He mentions certain discrepancies and inconsistencies between our Maseirah in the being Suvi and the Gemara's Maseirah in the being Suvi. But he also, and certain inconsistencies between our Maseirah and Rashi's Maseirah. We are there. But that's not important to us right now. But what is relevant to us now is the number of examples that constitute a discrepancy between our Maseirah, we prosecute the Torah, and the Gemara's Maseirah. That's very positive. Now let's see, in respect to Pesukim in the Torah, what discrepancies are altogether. Well, I won't mention as far as the arrangement of Pesukim is concerned. So Abdullah mentions, no, that even that is not interconnected, not an inconsistency in the Gemara, only with Batesis. So he mentions in the Pasuk of Aichal, who pays Pesukim Samech L'Parash on Batesis says, and B'chil Mi'chavte, and B'shevatir HaShalom V'Aichal U'dal Pesukim Ma'Parash, B'chil Mi'chavte Gino Pesukim. Alright, so that does not represent an inconsistency between the Gemara and our Maseirah. And it's also in connection with the number of Pesukim. But as far as Choser and Yesar is concerned, in the Torah, so Rabbi Kliga mentions altogether, I mean, exclusive of Niso, because Niso is stolen by Chlik HaShem, whether we are Gilis or not. So exclusive of Niso, altogether, Rabbi Kliga mentions three inconsistencies. One in respect to Karlis, one in respect to the stoppings, in respect to the stoppings, No, that's all. And then he saw. And then he saw. In the Torah. So in other words, so we have at most three inconsistencies between our Masere and the Masere of the Gemara. At most three. So one is Nisa, alright. But then two other psukim, Kameis and Titonis. Now, in respect to Kameis, so the Gemara in Sanhedrin, mentions a machlekes, the Gemara in Sanhedrin mentions a machlekes between Rebbe and the Chachom, as to whether the Nemomnes requires three dayonim or five dayonim. The Rabbanim say the Nemomnes require three dayonim. That's the way it passed. Rebbe says, no, the Nemomnes require five dayonim. Why does Rebbe say five dayonim? Because the Torah says So it's mentioned Elohim twice. So Rebbe Darshins Nemar Elohim Limat V'Nemar Elohim Limay. Elohim is mentioned twice. Ma Limato Shnayim, because the second time it says Asheyashiyun, that's Loshon Rabin, the plural. So it means two. Af Limaylo, when it says when you believe Kabbalah by yourself and him, it also means Shnai. So it's two and two is four. But a Bezin Shachor, they cannot have a Bezin that could split into Shavu Shaveh. So in Mele, we need one more, so it's five. The Bezin Shachor, we see Mal Gedah. Why do the Rabbanon say that we only need three in a Bezin? Because Yarshion Miksi, there is no vov after the ayin. There is a kubetz under the ayin. There is no vov. Asha Yarshion. The kri is Yarshion with the kubetz. But the ksi is Asha Yarshion. It's Loshin Yochid. So Mele, that means so. We have only one and one, but the Bezin Shachor, so it's two, the Bezin Shachor, we see the Meyachot, so it's three. So that means that Rebbe emphasizes the Kri, and the Kri is like the Mole, Yashimun, the Sifre, and the Rabbonon, they emphasize the Ksi, the Maseh. Omar Rabbi Yitzchok, Vayesev, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Rebbe, Rabbi Yitzchok, Ubi Shammai, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Akiva, Kure Sfiralu, Rebbe Hodamo, he emphasizes the Ksiv. I'm sorry. Rebbe Yudim Alei, so Bishamah Yavshim Akibe Kulem Sir Alei, Yeish Eim Mikro. So in other words, Ilham Rebbe emphasizes the Kri, even though the Ksiv is without the Rok, but since the Kri is Yashiyun, as if there had been a Rok, so it implies too, Rosh Rabbi. Yeshim Mikro, Rebbe Hodamo, Rebbe Yudim Alei is Itani. Surely, Talmud Mes Rebbe Yudim Alei is Ekwani Shivin. Now the Torah says, a Yildis. So a Yildis the king. So she's made her 40 days. When the king was saying, we told her, she was a king. Can you do so? She is young and she is young and tall. How do you know that it's a Yildis? After all, the Sefer Torah, there are no Nikudes. We know that it's a Yildis, but I know Nikudes, maybe it means the Tomo Shivi. 70 days, not 40 days, 2 weeks, not Shivi, but Shivi. Yochel Tehiyot is in Kevot, Tmei or Shivi. Oma Wehen, Tine Viti Abizoha, Tine Viti Abin Kevot. Ma Kishiti Abizoha, Abin Kevot, Kifrayim, as far as the Mistar is concerned. So, a Yered Ezoha, after counting 7 days of Tumei, so she counts, she has 33 days of Tara, you may tell her, even if she sees Dam, so she's stable. And so, and we read this in Kibor, the Torah spells out 66 days. So we see that as far as the Yimiteya are concerned, it's double that of the Yimiteya in Yoreda Zoho. So as far as the Yimituma are concerned, it should also be double the Yimituma of Zoho. The Yimituma of Zoho is definitely 7 days. So the Yimituma of the Yimiteya is 40 days. So we know it's Yuayim Nachim. Akishitim bizocho bigilo kletvayim. Lachash yotzu malzachim. Omolem yates kukim nikah. You don't have to resort to all this reason. Shuayim chinon. V'yein shein v'mikah. V'yein shein v'mikah. So in other words, so Rabbi Yudah ben Reitz also emphasizes the mikah. So Rabbi emphasizes the mikah. And Rabbi Yudah ben Reitz emphasizes the mikah. Bishamai also emphasized the Mikro. Bishamai Vitnam, Bishamai, Kolanit Namizdeh Hachitzim, Shenosu Matonach Haskipeh, Ubihatos Shri Matonez, Ubisil Eimim, Abdihatos, Shenosu Matonach Haskipeh, so you're afraid of Bisham Bisilel, the Ebed. So according to Bisilel, if Matonach Haskipeh is Israel, and according to Bishamai, only if it was Mizrak, our Mizbeach, our Kamas of Mizbeach, Bishtei Matonis, but Matonachas is Loikibeh. The Omer Abune, my time in Bishamai, Kamis, 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 I can change. Aber Mitzvah Shtayim Vati. So let's see. So the Torah says, Ashanosi Yachto, Posikhoi Beit, Ayichot Alba says, Ashanosi Yachto, Rosa Achas, Ikonitis, Adishem, Alikov, Ashanosi Yisrael, Semer, Bishgob, Boshi, O Yerid, Ayil, Okhatos, Ashachotov, Behil, Eskobon, Yisiriz, Im Zohatom, Vison, Achyobi, Arish, Asoira, Vishochat, Yisim, Kim, Ashen, Ish, Hatos, Eir, Ufne, Hashem, Hatosu, Vinoka, Hakim, Midam, Hatos, Beitzboi, Vinosan, Alkanis, Yis, Bahoimo, So here Kamis is a chosah. There is no problem for the new. good French noon. So, the tree is canons, but the seed is canas. There is no law. Now, so that's one canons. In the parasha of Kol Nosi, of the Soya Nosi, then, in Pesach of Zion, the Torah discusses Siras, Siras Yizi, and Kisva, and Kisva. The Nefesh Achas Techto, Mishkobom, and Moretz, Basis Achas and Mitzvah Savishem, Ashaluisi Oseno, Ashaluisi Oseno, Vyoshi, Oihei Dair of Hatose, Ashachoto, the Hei Kobone, Siras Yizi, Nimo, Nikimbo, Al Hatose, Ashachoto, Visomach, Esyoya, Oishachatos, Vishachat Sakhatin, Kimo, Eo, Vimokakir, Nidomo, Beetz, Boe, We know some of Kamis is Bahoreo, the Skoldomo Mishpeh, how we say Lamisbeh. Again, Kamis. And here again, there is no God, it's a Chosa. So the tree is Kamis for Sharabi, but the Xi is Kamas. Now then, we in Kebes Yomi Kobone with Hatos, we came with Nimo in the end. We saw Mahesiode Aurisha Hatos, we saw Hatis on the Hatos, we came as a Mish Hatesero. We look at Hakim in the Mahatos of its boy, we know some of Tarnis is the Haremo, the Skodomo Mishke Hamisila is there. So again, Tarnis, and again, Hosea, there is no word after the moon. Again, Tarnis. So in Arama Seire, the three Tarnis are all Hasir. It's Kamas, in Arama Seire. Now, the more I explain in Bishama, I explain Bishama, I say that we have to have two matonis in a hatos, Voma Rabune, of the hatos, the hatos three matonis. And matona achas, if the shrike will be realized in one matone, so it's not kibbe, Voma Rabune, my time will be shamai, karmis, 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 hare kanche, nalef sirach, karmis, 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 the hatos on his day hachit, psi, bisoy yabinosi, ksiv karmis, hoseo, ובקיפס אוביוכי כסיב קרניס מורי ובסיר אוביוכי כסיב קרניס חוסר. So the margin says, what is the discrepancy? As far as the קרניס of soil dinosi, there is no discrepancy. In our Masera it's a חוסר, and according to this Gemara, as Rashi explains it, it's also חוסר. As far as סיר אוביוכי is concerned, so there is no discrepancy either. But the discrepancy is in regard to the karmis that is mentioned in the pasuk of Kifsav Yochid. So right, so here, for the Kifsav Yochid, Ksiv karmis mole, Becholach Mushin, Becholach Moshin, Betikunin, Gam Masire, karmis chosak. But let's see how the Gemara says. My time is Shammai, karmis, karmis, karmis. Hare can change. Hare kan sheish. Arba u mitzve u ishtayim ve'akim. U ishtayim ve'akim. So in other words, we emphasize the, according to Bishamai, we emphasize the mikro. Since the mikro, the tree, in all the three counts in the soil of the Nosi, and in Kipso of Yochi, and in Siro of Yochi. So it's all Shabbi, as far as the tree is concerned, and we emphasize the tree, so it means Karnes two again. So the male will be at six, but one, Achas and Mitzvah, Harei can change, Arba, Le Mitzvah, Ushtayim Raki. Obisilingly, Karnis Karni Karnas, Karnuris Karnas Karnas, Harei Kanalaba, Gibru Mitzvah Achas Raki. So Rashi explains it, Karnuris Karnas Karnas, that one is Karnis is the mother. Which one? So Rashi says, Ubikifso de Yochit Ksif Karnei Smole. Karnei Smole. And Rashi doesn't even point out that Raum Masere even gives a Yochid Karl in Sefer Torah. Apparently, in Rashi's Sefer Torah, it was a Moed. The way it appears now in the Rashi's Sefer Torah. Because if Rashi's Sefer Torah intended in Hosea, Rashi would point it out. How can just ignore it? So it's mashmah. And the Chidushi Aram, the interesting thing about it is that the Chidushi Aram in Sanhedrin, he mentions that according to this Gemara, so there is one Karnes that is Imole, only two Karnes, two of the three Karnes is Hosea. But if one Karnes is Imole, so he says it's contrary to our Masera. It's contrary to our Masera. So then he says at the end, and there is a, even in the Masera of the Knesset Yisrael, so there was a disagreement between the Masera of Aaron ben Moshe and Aaron ben Afton. So the big Baal Masera, they were at the time of the early beginning. So one was Aaron ben Moshe, and all the Sefer Torahs of the Anshi Boga were based on the Masera of Aaron ben Moshe, and then there was the Shite of Aaron ben Afton, and all the Chachmiyah Tzisroel. They followed the Masere of Aaron ben Afton. That was in the time of the early game. So he says, in the Masere of Aaron ben Afton, that was the Masere of the Anshi Eretz Yisrael, in the time of the game. So Karnes of Kipsa B'Yochid is a Mole, with a Moshe. Very interesting. But in the Masere of Aaron ben Moshe, so it is a Hosea. So it seems that Rashi Sefer Torah had conformed to the Masera of Aaron ben Afton. But our Sefer Torahs, so they are all based upon the Masera of Aaron ben Moshe. The Rambam says that his Masera is based upon Aaron ben Moshe because he had the Sefer Torah of Aaron ben Moshe. But we see that there was a discrepancy. There were two Maseiras in the time of the Rebbe. We accepted the Maseira of Aaron ben Moshe, not of Aaron ben Afton. This is what the Rebbe says. Mifurash Mohad would be more like so free with Matere, Kamis before, before she's kissed with Yoch. Because who mixes the fortunes are, she calls with the Shiva Rab Rashonis are, I don't know who he means. I don't think he means Rashi. Do we see Kamis with Michtav Lloyd Masin? Because Rashi doesn't say it here. Vinkin is all here. Alright, because of Rashi Gozal, the Rabbi took them in the Holy Umarot, he took them in the Rosh Hashanah. In the Holy Umarot, that's the Rashi Gozal. That's our Moshe. Umarot Roye, that's our Melatoni, that's the Chachmiyah Tzor. There was a big Machlokes in the Masaya. There was another Machlokes between Rashi Goyen and Aaron ben Meir. Not Aaron ben Afton, but Aaron ben Meir. So, in regard to the Kriyas HaMe'adim, and the Klal Yisrael accepted the Shita of Rashi Goyen. I mean, according to the Shita of Aaron ben Meir, so the whole Seder HaMe'adim, the calendar, would be altogether different. But the Klal Yisrael accepted the Shita of Rashi Goyen. But it's interesting. So he says, "Ubichol Mokim Shodim Meitzim Machlikes Bisvomim." Now, how is the child to say, I mean, Hilchin Acharov here, it's a machlokes, let's say, in regard to Petzua Dak, whether an aleph with an hay. So how is the child to say, Svardim and Ashkenazim, I mean, we are going to count up to the number of satyras is Vagne, the second number of satyras is Najne, that means Vajaya. So he means when there is no division between two groups in our society. So, but suppose we have a subject and we search the satyras, we find one way, and the satyras, we find the other way. So then we have to go with our. But if you know that there is a machlokes between Svarim and Ashkenazim, it's not fair to say, I mean, just because the Svarim have more Svartos, so it's an accidental fact, I mean, that they have more Svartos. Who knows that they have more Svartos? Maybe originally Ashkenazim had more Svartos, but because of the Holocaust, so the Svartos of the, of the Ashkenazim, so many of them, unfortunately, were destroyed, were burned, and everything. So anyway, when it says Ilchad Harov, it's not when there is a division between two groups of our side. So then we go to so anyway, he mentions in the name of the Rashba that in regard to Karmates, whether the Karmates in the parish of Kisvei Yochid is in Moria or Hosea, so there is a machlokes between Aaron ben Naphtali and Aaron ben Moshe. Now of course our Basil is based upon Aaron ben Moshe. So that's one discrepancy. Now, then there is another discrepancy that Rabbi Gileya mentions. But as far as the other discrepancy, according to many Mishnayim, there is no discrepancy. The Gemara says, with the topics, Harei Kanar, Dibre Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva Imeir, Eri Mitzok, Tad Bechatvishtan, Paz Beafrikishtan, Paz Beafrikishtan. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, he darshins Masiras, Yei Shei. The Gemara at first wanted to say that Kul Almi Yei Shei Mikra. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, no, the Kul Almi Yei Shei Mikra, Vatanya with the Tophis, Harei Kanahama. So Kasha says, Biparshes Mao, Biparshes Kibriyacho, Ksiv with the Tophis, Chosabo. Our Biparshes Goyim Shemeya. So, Ksiv with the Tophis, Mo. So in other words, so that means, and according to Rashi, it means, with the Tophis, now, Goyim Shemeya. With the top face, Rashi says is more. Now, it is a more. But where is it in more? After the first. It's in more after the test. After the first test, with the top voice. So, Goyim Shemeya. So, it's Lamech, test ball, test face up. But it's not a mole between the fey and the soul. It's a mole between the test and the test. So it's a mole. There is a wall between the first test and the second test. So that's a mole. And then Rashi says, in Goyim Shemeya, so it is, it's a mole. Even though the wall is between the first test and the second test, not between the fey and the soul. So the male that, why should that make it Moshe Rabbi? If the war had been between the fey and the soul. So then the Titofas would be singular and the Titofoins would be Rabbi. But there is no war between the fey and the soul. There is a war between the test, the first test and the second test. So why should it make it Moshe Rabbi? Alright, so Rashi is that the fact that there is a war between the first test and the second test, that may also make it Moshe Rabbi. Alright, mean, we cannot ask any questions. So, according to Rashi, so the Ksiv of the Tophis in Eike, in Hoyim Shemeya, is a mole. It's Moshe Rabbi. Two Titophis. Then in the other, but the other Titophis, in Hoyokim Yachot, body and the body, the whole release so Rashi says, in Hoyo Kibiyaha, so it's a hustle. Now, how is it written here in our Masirek? Hoyo Lui Sal Yotcho, who the Kofis bin Necho Kibahit Kyo Mitzon and Shem Mitzon, West Possibly Day. So, who the Kofis has a war between the first dance and the second dance? So it's a more in our Masirek, what Rashi says. Only the Litigophanes in Parashu Roi Shemeya is a moment. So there is a war between the first verse and the second verse. But the Litigophanes in at the end of Roi is a hostile. And then, but that constitutes a discrepancy. But that's the way Rashi says. Roi Shal Yot Hol Litigophanes. So Rashi says, the Parashu Shemau, Parashu Shemiyacho, see with the top voice without the wall between the first test and second test. Possible. After the parishes and unparishes mach, so there is no discrepancy. In Eshanon, unparishes mach, void with the top is in the so it's a chosen. There is no wall between the pain and the soul, and there is no wall between the first test and the second test. So that's all right. But the discrepancy is regarding the tokens in the Parashah Roi Kiriach. So, I mean, Rashi says, apparently Rashi also had that Masirek, Rashi. And Rashi explains it even more. Because he says, that's what certainly the Gilsa in our text, Vatanye Leititofois Choser. Leititofois Choser. Leititofois Mole. We talk very small. So the interesting thing is now GLC here on Sanhedrin, so it's a moment between the first test and the second test, and it's a moment between the pains of two. But Rashi doesn't say it. Apparently Rashi did not have the GLC in his moment. With the top points, Lamentes, Wolf test, Fame, Wolf Sop. Rashi just said, with the top points, Lamentes in the moment here in GLC. Lamed test, walk, test, face up, not face up. So that's this discussion. So even here it's a chosel, because in order to make it for Shrabim, there has to be a walk between the pay and the soap, not a walk between one test and another test. But that, so Rashi Shiti is that the walk between one test and the other test also makes it for Shrabim. I don't want to go into it. The Begatelie is Niso our Begin the Zav. Now, so that means that the Zav carried the Begatelie. So we learn out since, according to that Gilse. According to that Gilse, so here it is written without the book. But in our Masera, in the Torah, Vanese is written with the book. Vehanese, Bob Hey Nun Bob. So, Aleph. So there is a Bob after the Nun. But according to that, he'll say, so the Gemara is saying that there is no Bob. It's a Chosef. It's a Chosef. Alright. Temet Masere Subole. Miu Mitzimu Shamasere Sochele Klashat. But anyway, this all is only true if we are gayers, Vanil say,